The Lord's laws are right. They make people happy. The Lord's commands are good. They show people the right way to live. Learning respect for the Lord is good. It will last forever. The Lord's judgments are right. They are completely fair. His teachings are worth more than pure gold. They are sweeter than the best honey dripping from the honeycomb. His teachings warn his servants, and good things come to those who obey him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now, I'm glad that you're all sitting very quietly, because I've got a friend with me. Now, some of you may know this friend from a little while ago, but he's very, very shy. So he will only come out if we're all very quiet. Now, Scruffy, are you going to come out? Shall I unbag you? They're all here. Here they are. Now, Scruffy, can you... This is Scruffy, by the way. He looks pretty scruffy, doesn't he? But, Scruffy, can you tell me what you've got in your mouth? Right, so, translating through the... I'm just going to take it out of the... There are some binoculars. Alex, would you mind maybe just helping me take those binoculars out of the bag, just so that everyone can see them? Is that okay? And, Scruffy, can you tell me why you've... Thank you. Thank you very much. Why you've brought some binoculars to church today? Oh, so Scruffy wants you to know it's so that he can see things that are far away. Well, you know, like what, Scruffy? Oh, like the when you like bird watching, do you? And why does the binocular help you with that? Oh, it's so that he can look through the binoculars and then see all of the detail of the bird, maybe the colour of the bird or the size of the bird, and also maybe what type of bird it is. So binoculars can be very, very important for certain people, can't they? So if you're far away, you can then see things. Oh, sorry. That's quite a long word, wasn't it? It's also, Scruffy wants us to know, that it reminds him that we need to look closely at the Bible, because it helps us to know what God is like and to get to know him better. So, Scruffy, do you want me to carry on telling everybody about the conversation we had about the binoculars in the Bible? Because I think we'll be here for a long time. But would someone like to look after Scruffy? Or Lucy, maybe you can look after... Oh. Right, so you look after Scruffy. I'm going to put him back in the bag. All right, so you sit with him very, very carefully. Lovely. Now, when Scruffy and I were talking about this, Scruffy was saying to me that it's really important that actually when we look at God's word, so when we look at the Bible, we actually take time to be able to stop and read the verse so that then we can find out what it means or maybe even why God wrote it. It's full of examples of how we should live. And if you think, we look back at the Bible book shelf, it's full, isn't it, of lots of different books and full of lots of different ways that we can find out about what God's like, all the things that he did through people that maybe in many ways are quite similar to you and I. The Old Testament, in particular, helps us understand more about God before Jesus came to the earth. And then the New Testament, so all these books here, help us then understand more about how we can get to know Jesus better. And also then thinking about the good news that Jesus brings, not just to us, but to actually the whole world. So with all of these amazing books, just think what we can learn if we look just a little bit closer and a little bit at a time. I think that would absolutely blow our minds, don't you? If we were to just take a little bit of time to think about maybe a particular verse or a particular story within the Bible and wonder what God is actually saying to us today for this time. Because otherwise we might end up just sort of skim reading. Who here, when they maybe have a novel, does a bit of skim reading? You sort of like read maybe the beginning of the page, the end of the page, and then maybe try and work out, you know, the bit in the middle. Well, if we do that with the Bible, we're really going to miss out, aren't we? We won't actually learn what God is trying to teach us. Also, maybe if we're having a bit of a bad day, yeah, and then we turn to the Bible and there's something in there that we read that encourages us or helps us to see things maybe slightly differently. We'd miss out on that if we were to just do the skim reading. Or maybe you need some advice in some of the life's challenges that we face. Yeah, maybe in terms of a relationship, or maybe thinking about, well, you know, God, where would you like me to be able to work? What type of work is it that you'd like me to be doing? Actually, by being able to delve into the Bible and be able to ask God then the question, what are you maybe teaching me through reading this particular bit of your word? So remember that binoculars help us to see really in detail. So maybe next time when you pick the Bible up, and we've got lots of activities that we're going to be sharing in together this morning, that's going to help us just really zoom in a little bit more about the Bible, so that we can take a closer look and be able to see what God might be saying through the Bible this morning. So let's just finish with a short prayer. Lord God, we thank you for the Bible, and we thank you for the many ways in which it shows us you. And we ask particularly this morning, as we get involved in the different activities, that you would help us to be able to look closer at all of the different ways in which the Bible explains who you are and how you love each and every one of us. Amen. Now, do you remember from the reading this morning this particular verse? It says that God's teachings are sweeter than the best honey dripping from the honeycomb. Now, honey reminds us of the way that God brings healing to his people. How he brings healing to all the different situations that we find ourselves in, and also to the world. Now, as you came in this morning, you were each given a honey lozenge. So I'd like to encourage you now to unwrap that and to put that in your mouth. Because as we suck on that, we're going to bring our prayers to God this morning, asking God to bring his best honey to heal some of the situations that we want to bring before him now.